Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Deb Young, Tourism President of the Carlinville Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Deb.
Hi, Rick. Great to be here.
We are going to discuss today the fourth annual Route 66 Miles of Possibility Conference that is coming up in October. And this year, I guess why we're talking about it, it's going to be in Carlinville. And we're going to discuss this in depth, what's going on at the conference. But first of all, we'd like to check with you on a little bit of the background concerning this conference.
Okay, thanks, Rick. Yes, in the past, as you stated, it is the fourth annual Route 66 conference, and Carlinville has been fortunate enough to go ahead and, you know, be one of the big guys in this sense and to host this in our fine city. Previously, it was in Joliet, which everyone knows was is a really big area, and Bloomington prior to that, and Edwardsville. So all of these are really big cities, and just by luck and chance, Carlinville, our sweet little small town, was fortunate enough to go ahead and be able to host it. And I think a big part of that was because of the services that we can provide, especially Blackburn College, and all of the energy and enthusiasm of President Comerford. He was the one who approved it to come to Blackburn College. And then another large area that we're going to be utilizing during the conference is our downtown, which, as you know, so many people coming from all over the world go crazy and absolutely nuts in praising our downtown square. And it is the only roundabout that is located on Route 66. So lots of activities, plenty of things going on, and great history. This is the fourth, so we have the honor of having probably more than 200 people coming to this conference, registering and attending events here. Our traditional Rotary Parade on Saturday, and of course, if you have a trick car, just let me know. Send an email to carlinvilletourism@gmail.com and sign up your car if you have a trick car that you want to get in the parade and the Rotary Parade on Saturday night. So it runs for 4 days, starts on Thursday. We're going to have a Carlinville crawl on Thursday night, and during the day, this is like a little bit prior to registration, you can still register. But these are just add-ons that we're adding on before the conference actually begins. So tours of the courthouse, Anderson Mansion, Sears Homes. So all of those will be included during the day. And then in the evening, and then anyone can participate and sign up for those. And then in the evening, we're having all of the businesses and all of the restaurants participate in a Carlinville crawl so that they can offer specials for all the people who are in attendance and even local people here. And they can take their card around and, you know, get all kinds of prizes and rewards and that sort of thing. So it's a great boost to all the local businesses here.
Now, the conference itself, what goes on at the, I know you have many activities, but what goes on, what is it, sort of like a strategic planning situation, or what goes on at the conference?
Exactly. We have a wide variety of choices. If you choose to go for the conference weekend package, basically it does involve all the events on Thursday, as well as the traditional Merchants Night and all of that that goes on Thursday night. The big part of the conference is, of course, all of the daytime sessions and training sessions, including presentations, panel discussions, workshops, and those run on both Friday and Saturday, October 26th, Friday, and Saturday, October 27th. So the final session will be on Saturday afternoon, and we'll feature a premiere of an original one-act play about the lives and the work of women along historic Route 66. One ticket of the play will be included in the conference registration. So on Friday evening, then, we will enjoy a huge banquet and then a concert and dance with the Robert Perry Band with the original Mojos. Great food, a cash bar, and the best oldies band in the area, all in spacious Woodson Center on the Blackburn College campus. So one ticket to this event will be included in your conference registration. So then in addition to the banquet and concert tickets, as well as the play tickets, and all of the sessions and all of the wonderful panels and discussions that go on during those 2 days, we are also offering on top of it, Saturday evening, the traditional Rotary Halloween Parade. So it's just so many things that are going on. It's kind of hard to get a grip, but we do have a website and it's called Route66MilesOfPossibility.com. Now we're also announcing on Sunday, a Haunts of 66, a morning after tour guided from Carlinville and back in search of mobsters, miners, murderers, ghosts, and ghost roads, spirits that haunt the Mother Road. So that is also going to be offered. And then you can wear last night's Halloween costume party, which we're having a big party at Reno's on Saturday night. And as I mentioned, Halloween costume party, pizza, Italian cuisine, and a special DJ will be there at Reno's right here on the historic square. So it's a lot of things that are being packed into, you know, just a few days. And then on top of all of that, if you want just a 1 day tourism professionals overview, you can just attend on Friday. Again, our website clearly outlines all of the different options that are available if you want to just have a 1 day session. And then that is going to be on the website to explain this 1 day special. You will enjoy a welcome breakfast and tourism focused keynotes. And that will be followed the rest of the day by tourism track, high level detailed coverage of the key issues, strategies, challenges, tools, and practical solutions and opportunities facing Route 66 municipalities, counties, and businesses. So the learning is never going to stop throughout the entire 2 days. All kinds of options. Again, Route66MilesOfPossibility.com.
Who do you recommend should come to this event? Obviously, as you say, you're having a Tourism Professionals Day. You have a lot of activities. Who really would you recommend should really consider this conference?
Well, you know, I'm inviting everyone. So if you're a local business, you may want to participate in some of the vendor options. We have a vendors in the atrium at the Science Center on Blackburn campus. We're looking for sponsorships. We're looking for volunteers, people who just want to help out and participate. I have four different committees. One is fundraising and marketing. The second one is logistics and traffic cop. The third one is vendor management. So again, we're having lots of different vendors, local vendors, as well as vendors from all over the country, because the registrants will be coming from all over the country, all along Route 66. And then ticket sales and hospitality. So, you know, I need lots of volunteers to help meet and greet people, you know, to provide information and to just welcome people into our fine city of Carlinville.
As we come towards the end of the program, you've alluded to where people can go to find out more information, but just one time again, if they want to find out really specifics or they missed exactly when something's happening, what is that website?
So the website is Route66MilesOfPossibility.com. And they can also go to the chamber office. We have lots of calendars, you know, because there are lots of things that are going on in Carlinville all the time, like the Fall Festival that's coming up at the Anderson Mansion, the Pumpkin Festival. So many things are happening in Carlinville. And I encourage everyone to please stop by the chamber office, pick up some information about what's going on. The tourism committee is very active in our town, and we're growing. Again, getting more and more volunteers, more people involved, more businesses involved. And so it's important that everybody kind of, you know what's going on and to see how they can, you know, help us make Carlinville so much better. Because we find that the more people work together, the more all the different organizations in Carlinville work together, the better and better that Carlinville will be. So I want to encourage you to just contact me personally at carlinvilletourism@gmail.com, and I'll be happy to get back to you right away. Stop by the chamber office, or if you are interested in this wonderful conference that is coming to Carlinville, please visit our website at Route66MilesOfPossibility.com. Thank you so much, Rick.
Deb Young, thank you for joining us on the Forum program this weekend. You can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.